Today's reading is from John chapter 7, 1 through 53. In this chapter, we find Jesus teaching at the Feast of Booths. It begins with his brothers openly challenging him to reveal himself publicly. But Jesus was not yet ready. But he did go up to the feast. He went up not publicly, but as in secret. He ultimately began to teach. Chapter 7, verse 14, when it was now the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were then marveling, saying, "How has this man become learned, not having been educated?" And Jesus says, "This teaching is not from me, it's from the Father. And I'm not seeking my own glory, but I'm seeking the glory of the one who sent me." Because of what he said, the crowd accuses him, "You have a demon." And so as we read through this, really, it comes down to, what do you think of Jesus? Did he have a demon? Was he just a good man who taught good things, who taught wisdom? Or was he truly what he claimed to be, the Son of the living God? At the end of this chapter, there's division among the crowds about Jesus and who he is. And that's really the question. Who do you believe he is? Is he truly your Savior? Did he go to the cross to die for your sins? Or is he just another good teacher, as I said earlier? So as you listen to this, I pray that you will meditate on the person of Christ. John reveals him in a way that none of the other Gospels do. He reveals him as truly the Son of God. As I read, I pray that you will meditate on this wonderful truth. John 7, 1 through 53. And after these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling to walk in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the feast of the Jews, the Feast of Booths, was near. Therefore his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go into Judea, so that your disciples also may see your works which you are doing. For no one does anything in secret when he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself publicly to the world." For not even his brothers were believing in him. So Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet here, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I bear witness about it, that its deeds are evil. Go up to the feast yourselves. I am not yet going up to this feast because my time has not yet been fulfilled." Having said these things to them, he stayed in Galilee. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he himself also went up, not publicly, but as in secret. So the Jews were seeking him at the feast, saying, "Where is he?" Now there was much grumbling among the crowds concerning him. Some were saying, "He is a good man." Others were saying, "No, on the contrary, he leads the crowd astray." Yet no one was speaking openly about him for the fear of the Jews. But when it was now the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were marveling, saying, "How has this man become learned, not having been educated?" So Jesus answered them and said, "My teaching is not mine, but from him who sent me. If anyone is willing to do his will, he will know about the teaching, whether it is of God or I speak from myself. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you does the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who seeks to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marvel. For this reason, Moses has given you circumcision, not because it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And on the Sabbath, you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses will not be broken, are you angry with me because I made an entire man well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." So some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is this not the man whom they are seeking to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they are saying nothing to him. Do the rulers truly know that this is the Christ?" However, we know where this man is from. But whenever the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from. Then Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself. But he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me. So they were seeking to seize him, yet no man laid his hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed in him, and they were saying, When the Christ comes, will he do more signs than this man did? The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about him, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to seize him. Therefore Jesus said, For a little while longer I am with you, then I go to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. But the Jews then said to one another, Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Is he intending to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What statement is this that he said, You will seek me and will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come? Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were going to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the crowd, therefore, when they heard these words, were saying, This truly is the prophet. Others were saying, This is the Christ. Still others were saying, No, for is the Christ going to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ comes from the seed of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So a division occurred in the crowd because of him. Some of them were wanting to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, Why did you not bring him? The officers answered, Never has a man spoken like this. The Pharisees then answered them, Have you also been led astray? Have any of the rulers or Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd which does not know the law is accursed. Nicodemus, he who came to him before, being one of them, said to them, Does our law judge a man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing? They answered him, Are you also from Galilee? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee. Everyone went to his home.